This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Took a while to get there, didn't it?
It did. I was letting it go. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a Tri-Day Friday, we're looking for movies that, you know, someone about 30 years old would have never seen. It is an Oscars weekend. Hugh was reading off his thoughts on the Oscar movies. What's the movie you don't think maybe we've seen or Kyle hasn't made before 2000? We'll have all that Tri-Day stuff. And, of course, the Miles Garrett star hunting conversation. If you missed it earlier, listen to this. Diana Russini of The Athletic, what she said about the buzz in Indianapolis with the Eagles and Miles Garrett.
Here's what some people are saying right now, that Howie's willing to move on from some of these guys because he's looking to make a big swing. And that big swing would be for Miles Garrett. Some of these guys think are a sure thing may not be sure things to return to Philly.
I would rather have Miles Garrett than Zach Bond.
Going after Miles Garrett.
Absolutely not.
Continue to build and build and build in the area that got them to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl's past.
All right, that's a lot, and it certainly gets our attention because it seems like the Eagles are, you know, in this really try to get Miles Garrett. Here's my perspective on this. A couple days ago, I said, and I still feel this way, I'm not trading two ones. I'm not trading the whole draft for Miles Garrett, because that's not how the Eagles won two Super Bowls. I did it more with depth. But if it costs a little bit less than maybe I was thinking, I would rather have Garrett than just bring the whole band back. I mean, he's a great football player, and I'm not sure that these guys are actually as great as they looked, and maybe they'll get overpaid. Hugh, where do you stand? Run it back, try to bring the group back, or go after Miles Garrett?
Run that thing back. Mm-hmm. I just think the price for Miles is going to be too high. You know what, another thing? Howie has a knack for zigging when he zags.
He does.
He zigs and zags. And this is the first time that I can recall ever hearing that much buzz about what Howie's going to do.
So that's interesting. I mean, I do think it was different, but there was a little bit of buzz the week leading into the Saquon signing that they were really going to do it. And a lot of us didn't really believe it because they had never done that.
Well, yeah, we had some insider stuff about that one too as well. Yeah. But this one, it just feels like Howie's kind of manipulating this a little bit.
Maybe.
Because he, you know, there might be some other works in there. I just don't recall. Howie plays whatever he does close to the vest for the most part.
Now, the A.J. Brown thing did kind of come out of nowhere.
You know what I mean?
That was draft
night. And that's what I remember. Yep. That's what I remember about Howie. Because I remember a few times when I would try to call Howie and ask him certain things, he would just kind of laugh and giggle.
Do you think this is too loud?
I think it's a little too loud.
It is loud.
It's super loud. And it's too many people are talking about what the Eagles are going to do. And that normally is not – it just doesn't feel like normally that's what happens.
I feel like the Combine is always the Howie Roseman show.
It is, but is it this specific? Like, this is specific. They're getting him, this player.
No, but I don't know if there's always this particular type of player out there, right? Like, you always hear how he's going to do you hear the big swing part, but you don't hear the Miles Garrett.
Howie season. Right. That's where this came from.
Yeah, I feel like you're – people sort of prep you for Howie to wheel and deal, but not necessarily for a particular name because there's not always the name out there.
When I think of Howie season around this time, I think of more of him fleecing people and getting great deals. And when you hear the intricacies of some of the things that he's done behind the scenes, that's where Howie season's come from.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, but this is getting loud. Now, there is more in the reporting from Diana Russini. Hugh, this is interesting. Yesterday we had the whole discussion about Zach Bond, how imperative it is to bring him back. This from Diana Russini, quote, "There are a lot of teams in on Zach Bond. He's going to be expensive for Philadelphia if they want to do it. I just think they may get outpriced there." So now let's unpack this for a second. How much of what we're hearing now is maybe Howie is realizing that running it back is super expensive, that maybe it just it makes more sense to go get a star. Like, if I, let's just say I have $40 million to spend. I'm just using the number. Maybe Howie's realizing, do I want to spend all 40 on my three free agents, or do I want to take that 40 and just go get Myles Garrett? I don't know what's going on, but that report she has about Bond, because Bond is the one everyone seems to want back.
Yeah.
If he gets too expensive, maybe this is just the natural pivot. Like, all right, I can't bring my debt back. I'll go get a star.
I wouldn't put it past him. You just don't know. But it just feels to me like this name has been on everybody's lips, and it just doesn't feel like that. That's how Howie moves. He moves a little bit more, you know, strategic, in my opinion.
Yeah, it also could be, and this happens sometimes, this could be the Browns doing this to get the Commanders and the Lions and everybody else to wake up. Like, hey, guys, start calling, because if you don't, we're shipping them to Philadelphia, and you're screwed for the next 3 years anyway. So we'll find out, but it's huge right now. 215-592-9494.
So, and I could be way off on this, because we keep talking about how rich the price is going to be for Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be totally shocked if he ended up going for like a first and a third?
I would be surprised, not shocked. I think this would be about...
He's a coveted pass rusher,
he is.
Too.
So the question would be, how many teams are in? Because the more teams, the bigger the price, you would think, right? And also, is he going to put a stink up on where he goes?
So that's where I think the Browns don't have leverage here. Like, he, one, shut the door on going back there. Two, he limited the amount of options because he said he wants to go to a contender. So that limits the amount of teams going there. And, look, the fact that he is going to cost money might lower the value that they could get back in a trade, because teams are all going to say, no, I have to pay this guy. I'm not giving you as much. And then when's the last time we've seen someone go for two first-round picks in the NFL?
It's rare. The other part is he could tell, like, let's just say a fringe contender, right? Whoever you want to think, trades for him, Denver. He could say, I'm not re-signing here. And then maybe now they're like, oh, screw it, we're out.
Right. Like, I think the Browns have very little leverage here. I think this is the Myles Garrett show.
Well, they're screwed. I mean, they're screwed.
That's where I don't know. I really think it's more likely than not that he goes for a lot less than we might think.
Well, then that makes me more in. I mean, my premise 2 days ago is I'm not giving two first-round picks. If this is less, then I'm certainly involved and intrigued. 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones. And then we got to play something that was said yesterday or a couple days ago on FS1 about the Eagles and really what they're becoming in the NFL. It does pertain to the star hunting thing. Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's Tom. Up, what's up?
All right, listen, I hope you can hear me now. Okay. I'm sitting out in my driveway watching these guys do a roofing job, man. I'll tell you what. You talk about people underpaid. My gosh.
Yeah, the roofer's no joke,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Dude, I am watching them. They're like ants on a roof, and it's like amazing.
It's hard work. It's dangerous work. Yeah, I mean, it's I agree with you on that, Tom.
All right, let's talk football. Now, I think Howie actually has like an advantage right now. Like, there is a lot of players that want to come here. Okay, they're voicing their opinion that they want to come here. So what now? He's got to figure out. Okay, what do I spend? What do I What do I give up in trade? Now, immediate reaction right now, like if we get an immediate trade and action right now, would be Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think he could, take us to, another Super Bowl, maybe another Super Bowl. Who knows? Maybe we could be a dynasty. Okay. But now this Carter guy from Penn State.
Abdul Carter?
Abdul.
Yes, Abdul. I mean, he is like basically saying he wants to play here.
I mean, he's a fan. Most times, Tom, young players don't admit who they're fans of. It's
he had no qualms.
Yeah, right. It's natural that he's a kid. He's a football fan, right? The Eagles are his team. That's cool. But most of the time, they go in the league, they kind of don't talk about that because they know they're not going to be able to be a fan anymore. He's very open. He's an Eagles fan. He wants to be here.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, let's just say he drops a little bit. Okay, he was scheduled for like a number one draft pick,
yes.
Okay, but he's
yes.
got the foot injury. Now, let me remind you this. The last time we picked somebody with a foot injury was Embiid.
And that didn't work out great.
Yeah, it didn't, though.
Who was the other one? The Eagles drafted someone. Who was the corner from Washington? 2017? He's a corner. He fell. Sidney Jones?
Sidney Jones.
That didn't work out well either.
And who was the linebacker from Penn State that ended up playing with the Redskins?
You talking about LeVar? LeVar Arrington?
Let me tell you something. This Carter kid's got Arrington type ability.
LeVar was a good player. He got his career didn't last super long.
But he
was a good player.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, what would be the draft equity that we would have to give up to get Garrett or to get Carter?
You know what? That's a good question. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull up and Tom, what's your movie we should watch?
Okay, here's one. It's from 1995.
Okay.
It's Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, Heat.
Heat was a good movie.
Oh, I've seen it.
I've
Kyle?
Heard of Heat.
Oh,
I've
you've heard.
Heard of Heat.
So we're a lot of heard ofs from Kyle pre-2000, but not seen. Tom, good phone call. All right, let's pull up.
I'm in on those two names, though, by the way. I mean,
Abdul?
De Niro. No.
Oh.
De Niro.
I was on De Niro and Pacino, yeah.
Who do you like better?
De Niro.
They both part of the old-ass daddy crew, right?
I've just seen more De Niro movies than Pacino.
Prime Pacino was something else, though.
I will say, there's a movie from, like, before, you know, I talk a lot of crap on the older movies. Scarface is awesome.
Oh, yes, it's classic. all right, so I pulled up one of those draft, I'm trying to find those, like, draft value charts. Mm-hmm. Like, what the 32nd pick is to get to, Hugh, if you had a guess... What is the draft's place if Carter fell? That's like the spot you think it's reasonable they could trade up. 10?
I was thinking 10 and below.
So 10, 11, 12, that's what you mean by that? Okay. So the Eagles pick, you know, they have like the old, and I know it's been updated, it's changed over time, but Jimmy Johnson created that draft chart where it's like this pick is worth this many points, this pick is that worth that many points, and then if you want to swap, you got to at least get close to the chart. So, to give you a sense, the Eagles pick on this draft value chart that is using this formula here, the Eagles pick is worth 580 points.
Mm-hmm.
The number 10 pick in the draft is worth 1,300 points. So, they gotta bridge that gap. The Eagles second round pick is worth 270 points. So, let's do a little quick math on this. They probably would have to trade their first, their second.
You're going to give up a lot. Sound like a lot. You're about to say a lot.
It might be a one. It might be the 32nd pick, a number two, and next year's one or two to get from 32 to 10.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's heavy.
That's a heavy load. But you also have what going for you. You might have, there's a lot of young players in this draft. Somebody's gonna mess up the draft board. And what I mean by that is somebody's going to go that nobody slotted to go where they went. And teams usually panic. Quarterback, there's going to be a run somewhere in this first round on quarterbacks, and it's going to be one of those things where people are going to be like, for real?
Well, last year there was six.
They're going to be like, Joe.
I don't think there's six this year. This class not
that good. Everybody, like, that's the one position that most teams reach for when they get a guy because they're afraid that if they don't get one, then they're going to be ass out. So...
And you don't want to. You want to show your whole ass, but not be ass out.
You don't want to be ass out. You want to show your ass when you're out there on the field, but you don't. You don't want to be ass out.
Yeah,
so.
Ass out's not a good place to be. That's not.
So that's probably where a lot of teams are going to be. So now you're talking about people moving down and guys being getting bumped down and everything. But I think Abdul Carter's one of those guys. He ain't gonna slide too far, especially when you talk about the league and how coveted pass rushers are. He ain't going to slide that far.
Yeah. I mean, the only way I could see that happening is if we find out more information. If he had a
bong hit, he was hitting the bong or something.
Oh, with Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, that one.
Well, if you really want to get to the Eagles, there's a way to do that.
Yeah.
Just film yourself doing that. All right, before we get back to the phones, can we play this? FS1, they were having a discussion a couple days ago. Keyshawn, Michael Irvin, and listen to this. They're talking about the Eagles and what they've become to players in the NFL right now. It kind of plays to the star hunting we've talked about today.
I'm going to run the show now. Now, I'm going to go out there and draft well. I'm going to sign guys in free agency well. I'm going to find guys that are on the scraps, bring them in, develop them, get them back in the fold. He was able to do all of these sort of things, and here they are now in 8 seasons. They've gone to 3 Super Bowls, and they've won 2 of them in the last 8 seasons.
Right.
Think about that for a minute out there, how you... or pushed aside for another coach that didn't really do anything, you brought back in the fold, retooled everything. Now you become the destination in the National Football League for potential free agents, guys that want to be traded, undrafted free agents, just guys that want to win and win big.
The Eagles really have become that. I mean, I think every sport has a couple of those teams where everyone wants to just go.
Mm-hmm. But hot place to play, great fan base, great city to be in. Yeah, all of that. All of that in the baggage.
And I think it works both ways. One, stars want to go there, right? But also, they're the reclamation project place. Like, whoever this year's Mekhi Becton is going to try to run to Jeff Stoutland. Like, if they let Becton go, there's going to be a lineman that's a reclamation project that says, get me to Philadelphia. I could get there, or the next Zach Bond. And they put me in their system, and then I thrive, and I make money the next year. It's a good place to be. The Dodgers are that in baseball. Like, that's a great place to be, where everyone wants to go play for you and do that. Matt is in Prospect Park. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Matt? What's going on,
guys? I kind of side with you on this whole question, but I want to say one thing about, I remember when I first realized Myles Garrett was just like a total freak of an athlete, and it was, I think it was like on Hard Knocks or something, he was like playing basketball. He was insane. Like, I think he was like on the Skins team and he was playing the shirts. I don't know, man. He was just nuts.
You looked at his body and you was like, this cat right here.
He's
ain't
different.
No joke. Yeah.
He's different.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, dog. He's a big ass dude. Like, for real.
But I mean, I'm wondering, like, can we trade Joel? I mean,
for Myles Garrett? Yes, I'm in.
To play basketball.
All right. So for real, I think that Vic is at the height of his powers right now. I really do. I think Vic's got this. I don't think this dude came in and turned this whole thing around. You got to respect that.
So you want to run it back? You want to give Vic the same guys that run it back? Yeah.
I trust Vic. I trust. I mean, we got a lot of money coming down the thing. So I just feel like straight up, like, I don't want to trade Nolan Smith, man. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Well, I don't want to trade Nolan either. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I think Nolan Smith has a chance to be a really, really,
really good player.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. But we're gonna have to give up some real people are gonna have to go.
Well, that's an interesting perspective that hasn't brought up much, because when you hear these trades, people usually just think picks. The Browns could look at the Eagles' young players and say, "Hey,
you own one of those guys.
If you want them, give me one of those guys."
You wouldn't trade Nolan Smith for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty hapless as a front office over there, but even an idiot could see, like, and you know what's interesting is that they probably couldn't even make those guys do what Vic can make them do. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not, but like, Vic just seems to like get, he just seems to find that thing that's in the, you know, in the player. I mean, he just,
yeah, and he puts them in the right position. Yeah. I mean, like Cooper, like in the Super Bowl, put him in the right position to make the play. All right, Matt, what's your, what movie?
All right. I don't think it's a deep cut. A Fish Called Wanda. Love it.
I've seen that, but it's been a long time.
A Fish Called Wanda.
Amazing.
Who's in that?
It's got the dudes from, a couple of dudes from Monty
Python.
Wasn't that the cooking?
They were cooking, right? There was a restaurant or something involved. That's an old movie.
No. It's from 88, and so it's got John Cleese and Michael Palin from Monty Python, but it's also got Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Kline. I think he won a supporting actor Oscar. He is a madman. He's like this crazy, like, irate American dude running around England. It's about a robbery.
Oh, the jewel heist.
Oh,
yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
now
a jewel
I got
heist.
It.
Okay.
Yes, it's a good movie. That's got a high score in Rotten Tomatoes as well, by the way. Thank you for the call, Matt. So the Nolan Smith thing. If
you wouldn't trade Nolan Smith for Myles Garrett, I can't help you.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Why?
He's a young guy.
Do you understand how much better of a player Myles Garrett is than Nolan Smith?
No,
I love Nolan Smith.
I understand.
But what are we doing here?
But when I listen, I've tried today to come around to your side. Give me a second to workshop this, because it just sprung it on me.
I'm going to lose it.
What do you mean? Hold on.
When I envision this, if
we do this, I envision Garrett off one side, Carter in the middle, Smith on the other side. I don't want to give away Nolan Smith.
In an ideal world, yes.
Yeah.
But if it meant losing Nolan Smith, and that means you get to keep one of your precious first-round draft picks that might be in the late 20s or low 30s, that we have no idea what they're going to be.
Which is where Nolan Smith came from.
Yeah, right. No, of course, right. But we all understand that Nolan Smith was more rare than likely, correct? And we always like this is the thing, and I love Matt, and I love our Eagles fans, but we do this thing where we do something one time, and then it's they seem to have a knack for doing this. Like,
hold
on. Like this is like we win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, and it's like Eagles seem to have a knack for winning the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Nolan Smith is a second year player, was a first round pick.
I'm aware.
Now I don't know where his
who
future
benefited
goes.
Benefited tremendously from great coaching,
but Nolan Smith may be on his way to Pro Bowls.
No, because I'm talking about. I'm talking about the point Matt made that Vic Fangio seems to have this thing. He did it one time here.
I know.
What are we like this whole thing? It's not like we've seen this for 10 years in a row.
This isn't
like I love Jeff Stoutland too. This isn't just a Jeff Stoutland situation where we almost the confidence I understand is very high right now.
Yeah,
but we can't just copy and paste.
But it's a negotiation. I'm not just rolling over for whatever the Browns want. Like I'm still not there. That to me is that's the all in thing. If the cost comes down or it's not 2-1s, I'm in. But I'm not like if the Browns call and say, "What were you willing to offer?" I'm not even naming Nolan. Nolan Smith.
No, you don't have to. But what if it comes down to that? If it's a first and Nolan Smith,
is he a deal breaker?
Is that Nolan Smith?
Well, I think that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, absolutely not. How could he be a deal breaker for Myles Garrett?
Because you're giving away something you know.
That's, oh, my goodness. Well, you're getting the best defensive player in the league.
I understand that, but it's even more than the draft pick. I know
Nolan Smith, I agree, is more valuable than a first.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what if the Nolan Smith we saw the last 7 weeks is the next 5 years?
That's awesome.
Well, then that's a bad trade.
But what if we've seen, but there's more like, it's more likely that the Myles Garrett we've seen for the entire first part of his career is the Myles Garrett that we're going to get for the next few years.
Did you see Nolan at that parade?
Here we go.
And you can't trade that guy.
He was hammered. I don't want that guy on the field.
He was hammered, that's for sure. Did he play through the second half of the Super Bowl in a torn tricep?
Yes.
He's a monster. He's an animal.
I love Nolan Smith.
Everybody was hammered.
I know. But Nolan was particularly hammered.
Even some of our guests.
Kyle pushes all in when he goes all the way.
Negotiations with Quinn. You just everything you got in the bank,
guys,
empty it out.
And this is such an Eagles fan syndrome. Is that everything we have is so great, and until the guy that's on the outside ends up on our team, we talk ourselves into them not being as good as they actually are. It's so maddening.
Now listen, I like Nolan a lot. Now, if you say the Browns want Tanner McKee, ship him to Cleveland tomorrow.
Yeah, they can take Bryce Huff, too. Awesome.
Well, hold on.
I'll trade Jahan Dotson for Patrick Mahomes if I get the chance.
He's poised for a bounce back year.
Bryce Huff? Yes. You got to beg the Browns to take Bryce Huff in the deal. Please, please get him out of here.
Well, Bryce Huff is the foil to Vic Fangio. Will make anyone work.
I'm with you on that. Bryce Huff, there's only one person in this city who still believes in Bryce Huff. And you all know who he is. 215.
And that's the same guy that doesn't want Myles Garrett here.
492.
How twisted and turned the words always get twisted and changed.
Yeah, well, we have to. That's what we do right here. That is WIP. All right, coming up, your phone calls here. The Myles Garrett situation, would you rather run it back, which means Bond, and now there's reporting he may be too expensive for the Eagles, Bond and Becton and Williams, run it back or go after a star, and we know Myles Garrett's the biggest name out there right now. Where do you come down on all this? An interesting situation we saw yesterday with Kyle Schwarber. We'll tell you about that next. And we got an anniversary today in Philadelphia sports. We'll relive it of an incredible day. I remember it very well here at WIP. That's next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino get $150 of bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from the conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Look, Auburn and Duke are the clear class of college basketball, but I like this Maryland team. I think they can make a big run to the Final Four. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better team. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.